96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by the Bahamas Association of Athletics Associations, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Doctors Hospital, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Mason Bahamas, Papa Joe's Cafe, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well and enjoyed your weekend and are all refreshed for the week ahead. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325.
Building, telephone 302-2361. I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together, through the storm, the weather, cold, the warm, let me know that you're not alone, holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
You know, producer, am I back? Am I in? I don't know. I was talking and then commercial came in. We good now? I hope so. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this Monday afternoon. I hope you're well. If you want to give us a call, now 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. So let me give you the lay of the land. I know there's a lot going on in the country, good, bad, and ugly. Today, we have some good going on in the country, too. So we want to talk about that in the first hour. So I have some special guests with me for the first hour. And then in the second hour, we're going to talk about some matters, some different current matters. But I have indicated to you many a times that for about 13 years now, I have been running a program called the Bahamas Youth Leadership Development Program. Every year for almost 13 years, or some 13 years, we 11th and 12th grade students from the private and public schools on New Providence and Grand Bahama. We have them from about September, October to the following year, July, in monthly seminars where we teach leadership skills, whether those skills, you're going to hear about. And we have them in the country, but they also do tours. So on a corporate tour, students travel to Grand Bahama, meet up with the Grand Bahama students. They all have government agencies on Grand Bahama, cultural or civic sites on Grand Bahama. And then they do the same thing in New Providence, where the Grand Bahama students travel to New Providence and meet up with them in New Providence, and they do the same thing. Typically, they would visit government government offices, Prime Minister's office, the Governor General's office, when that's possible. They visit various franchises. They visit, for instance, Kalina Financial, where they get the investment arm and so forth. Wonderful visit. Central Bank, Templeton, the Templeton Group, and a number of other. They even the corporate headquarters of Bamboo Shack and Sapodilla, and see the amazing story that is. And they have been able to just garner so much knowledge. And then at the end, they do the very same thing in Atlanta, Georgia, which they are preparing to do this month. And so, as I have done in times past, I've invited some of our participants to join me today to talk about their experience, to talk about what they've learned and so forth. So we have with us today Their Excellencies, Lamont Davis, Orin Dean, Justin Blanc, and Brandon Williams. Welcome, folks. Welcome to Z Live. You got to unmute.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you all with us, man. How you all doing?
Well.
Keep your mics open because you're going to be talking for a little while, So I want you to introduce yourselves, first of all, each one of you. We'll start with Orin. Go ahead, Orin.
Hi, my name is Orin Dean. I'm 16 years old and high school.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And now what? What now?
Now I'm going to be starting my education at University of the Bahamas, studying computer science.
There you go. Okay, thank you. Justin?
Good afternoon. My name is Justin Blanc. I'm 16 years old. I'm student of Doris Johnson Senior High School, and I'm moving on to grade 12.
Lamont?
Good afternoon, all. My name is Lamont Davis Jr. I'm 17 years old. I have been the new appointed deputy head boy at Jackie Wilson High School, and I'm going to grade 12.
Okay, Lamont, you got to watch your mic. We're getting a little bit of feedback so we can hear you real clear. Brandon?
Good afternoon, all. My name is Brandon Williams. I am 17 years old and a graduate of Doris Johnson Senior High School. I will be attending the University of the Bahamas to study business and accounting.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations once again. All right, so let's talk a bit about the program. First of all, let's talk about what you experienced in the program. What did you do? What was it for you? Anyone?
Oh, I could begin. Okay, so it all started with a letter, but that went away quickly because I made friends very quickly. And due to BYLD program, I've got to face many of my challenges, which is especially like public speaking, and that has gone away very quickly. I have learned the significance of leadership here, which has broadened my horizon on like how vast the world really is. And thanks to our wonderful speakers and the speech presenters that we have over the seminars, I've learned how to manage my money and how to manage my time goals for myself. But besides the learning part of BYLD, there is also a lot of fun. And especially listening to Mr. Lang recount stories and talk to us, like just being there with a very wise friend. And the gatherings are always vibrant, and we get together collectively with other like-minded people, with students who are around our age, where we could share our ideas or different views and just come together and have lots of fun. BYLD has been one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. And this is an experience that I think many others should be able to experience at least once in their lives. And for this, Mr. Lang, I say thank you.
You are quite welcome, Justin. Thank you. Anybody else?
Can I go?
Yep, sure, Brandon. Go ahead.
Okay, so a great instrument to me because of different leadership skills. And he allowed us to experience a lot of parts of our great country that they know. He also allowed us to participate in a lot of tours, which we were allowed to visit the Port Authority and see where many Bahamians became strong leaders. It also allowed us to make connections with like-minded individuals on our age and make strong connections that later on in life we can come back to.
Thank
you. I'll go
all ahead. Right. Oh, go ahead, Lamont.
Being a part of BYLD for about 9 months has changed me. That has changed me overall. When I first joined this program, I was not confident. I had troubles with public speaking. So after Mr. Lang gave us inspiring words, his words have changed me throughout my entire life, because I have recently become the new deputy head boy by learning the different types of leadership skills and being connected with people and gathering their information. In the program, I have visited Templeton, which has teach me plenty about investing and making smart choices with my money, just like Kalina. And I can admit BYLD has been the best thing that ever happened to me, because I have a problem when it comes to connecting with people, but after being around different students from in my country, I have grown a lot by hearing them and by working alongside with them to create a better change in our country.
Thank you, Levon. Oren?
Being a part of the BYLD program, it was a great, great experience. Being able to go into rooms with people who established themselves and became something and getting inspired by what they was telling us. And it was just a great, great experience. And being able to share with people who are in our age group and people who are like-minded, BYLD, it made me less shy, made me want to be more outspoken. It showed me that there's more to the Bahamas than what, and it really showed me a lot. And I appreciate Mr. Lang for taking a chance on us and really letting us be able to broaden our horizons. And I really appreciate that.
You know, folks, I have to tell you, these young people have been anybody. They have not given any questions in advance. We simply wanted them to practice what they have. And you can tell how clear-minded they are, how articulate they are, and confident they are, far from what some of them were when I first got them in the program. And I have to tell you, listening to them, I'm like a father just watching his children blossom, and I thank God for this opportunity to serve in this way. Guys, you do a lot of group discussions in your seminars. Can you talk about some of those for me, please?
Well, our group discussions allow us to bring our ideas together and to see how other people our age think about certain topics. For example, money management. When we were in group discussions, it allowed us to see different persons, different people point to manage their money.
Our group discussions were really good. I got to see where other people's other people's headspace were and where minds was, and nobody was felt bad about how they felt or how what their opinion was about a group topic, and everybody just got able to get new ideas and figure out new ways about how to go about different situations.
During our group discussions, we got to learn a lot about each other. We got to come together to see each other's point of view. And we got questions like how to handle certain situations. For example, if you were given a title and we had to figure out how we're gonna carry out our leadership ability. So our group discussions have gathered us together to talk about certain situations, gathering each other's mindset about the situation.
One of the greatest things I've gotten from our group discussions is teamwork, because no matter what topic we may get or question we may have to answer, even if our opinions do differ, we do have to come together as a team and have someone to present our ideas together collectively. So that has really showed me how to work together with other people who have different ideas from mine and how to find a way to come to a conclusion to all come together as one thing.
And in fact, when we come back, I want to ask you then to turn your attention to what you understand now leadership to be. Tell our audience what you now understand leadership to be, and what are some of the key traits, characteristics in leadership. So when we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. I'm here with some of the participants in the Bahamas Youth Leadership Development Program. 10 months almost we've been with them, and now they are getting ready to pass out of the program, and we can continue our discussion with them. We'll be back after this break.
Marshtagar, the lady run into me, Marshtagar.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Experience the immediate care you deserve at Doctors Hospital Urgent Care. Strikes, trust our expert physicians for fast, quality care. With extended hours and cutting-edge medical technology, we're always ready to serve you. Don't wait or take risks with your health. Visit our urgent care suite at Doctors Hospital West on Blake Road for immediate, trusted, and best care.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus one together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pull bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy two adults and three children Independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special Independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus one. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I'm joined today by some of the participants, Bahamas Youth Leadership Development Program. We had about almost 40 this year. Started out with a little bit more, but ended up with about 40. And we have four of them here with us: Justin Blanc, Brandon Williams, Lamont Davis Jr., and Oren Dean are with us today. And they're talking about their experience in the program. They have something coming up real soon. We'll talk to them about that. So I think they're excited about that. But what have you all learned about what is leadership? What is that?
I learned that leadership is not about the position or about the title. Or I learned that leadership is about inspiring others and gathering their thoughts by building teamwork.
Anyone else?
Leadership is about guiding and inspiring and influencing others to achieve a common goal. I also learned that a leader sets a vision, communicates it clearly, and provides the support and resources needed for others to succeed.
My view of leadership was built on this quote by Mr. Lang. It says, leadership is the influence we gain over those we love through the service we render. And that's quote has stuck with me throughout because it has helped me to build my style of leadership around this, which is to be able to be in a position where I could always influence the people around me to act in a way or to do some certain thing that will help us to move forward positively, collectively as a team.
All right, was it Brandon we didn't hear from yet?
Yes, sir. I learned that leadership is the ability to influence people. Everyone can achieve a common goal. And I also learned that leaders to maximize person's strengths or positives, and they help to minimize their weaknesses or negatives so that they can come together and succeed in one goal.
Excellent. And so we know that there are many styles of leadership, or there are different styles of leadership. So we talk about authoritarian leadership. We talk about consultative leadership. We talk about participatory leadership. We talk about laissez-faire leadership. Which one of those is the best? What have we learned? Which one of those is best style of leadership?
The best style of leadership is democratic leadership, because democratic leadership is bringing persons together to make them more involved by gathering their ideas.
Anyone else? Is that what we learned?
From what I recall and from what I've personally taken away from it, not saying for everyone collectively, is that it really depends on the situation and the decisions that are being made for the style of leadership that is required. But yes, sir.
Absolutely. It depends on the situation, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Right. And what are some of the characteristics of an effective leader? If you're going to be someone who is able to influence other people to do the things that must be done and can be done to achieve a group's objective, what are some of the characteristics that those people in leadership need?
Integrity, empathy. You should be resilient. You should also have a vision, and you should also have great communication skills.
Okay. Anyone else? Any other ones?
A leadership, a confidence, like Oren said, great communication skills, a vision that can help bring a better change. And that's it.
I will also like to add that I think a great leader should be self-confident, because you wouldn't want to follow somebody who isn't confident in their leadership skills.
Now, we talked a lot about problem solving in leadership. If you are someone aspiring to lead or are a leader, should you be comfortable with problem solving?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, and what did we learn about problem solving in the program?
We learned that when it comes to problem solving, we must outline the solutions and we should all outline the solutions to try to solve the problem without the problem getting worse.
With problem solving, we have to first identify what the actual problem is. Then we should probably analyze the problem and generate solutions and see what's the best way we could go about the problem.
Okay, wonderful. Anything else about problem solving? All right, you always wonder listening.
Yeah.
But I don't doubt that was what was happening. So I'm just delighted to hear it. Now, one of the things we did recently had to do with critical thinking. What is critical thinking, and why is that important?
Critical thinking is about gathering your opinion about a particular topic. And when it comes to critical thinking, you must outline think about the positive and negative of when it comes to critical thinking. Because the topic might be easy, but when you begin to go in depth about it, it becomes more difficult.
Okay, anyone else?
I find critical thinking, as in thinking while you're thinking or thinking while you're speaking, and I find it especially useful in situations where you are put on the spot, where you have to answer questions, a topic, without having time to prepare for it before, and like similar to what we are doing right now.
So it's about thinking about how you're thinking?
Something like that, yes, sir.
Yeah. Anyone else want to comment on that?
I find that critical thinking is a great skill to have as a leader, because you never know when someone can put you on the spot for an interview or just to ask you questions about anything. And you have to be quick and able to answer those questions with proper answers.
Okay. And it allows us to judge whether we are taking on board all the various perspectives that about a matter, right? Because sometimes you're just thinking about something away because it's the only way you've ever been able to think about it. But there may be other perspectives, other people's perspectives. There may be books or articles or studies or reports that could help inform our perspectives. And we get to use all of that to say, you know what, Shivago, are you thinking about this the right way? Or are you thinking about it in other ways so that maybe you could get to think about it in a deeper, broader, more complex way, right? Maybe even a more accurate way. We also looked at the way we in leadership have to, and people generally have to deal with their emotions. And when we come back from this break, I want you to talk about your sessions, the session that dealt with emotional intelligence, what that is, and how that's helped you, and how that will, you think, help you going forward. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after.
Afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/care.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Current Cut Productions presents Papa Joe's Cafe. Watch Joe, the cafe owner, grapple with the grief and chaos of daily life. A mouthy waitress and a parade of lively characters. With themes of political satire, romance, and betrayal, this is a story you won't want to miss. Join us for an unforgettable stage play at the Performing Arts Center at UB on July 12th and 13th.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same
road. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, where we are speaking with some of our fantastic young people from the Bahamas Youth Leadership Development Program, a 13-year program focusing leadership skills in our senior high school students in the country. We now deal with high schools in Grand Bahama, New Providence, public and private. The hope is to extend this program to every island in the country. The logistics is exceptional, mostly because We think the program benefits from that face-to-face interaction as opposed to virtual interaction. And so we would like to have all of the students throughout the country benefit from that. That logistics and the cost associated with that does present a challenge, but we can meet that challenge. I could promise you this is going to be a program extended from to Grand Bahama, Bimini in the north, to Anagua in the south, because I think you could hear from our young people the extent to which they benefit from it. And I can tell you, guys, are you the same kind of people you were before you came into this program?
No.
Based on my own first time, I always look for that. I always look at the first time interaction with them. You all remember the essays you all wrote at the beginning of the program about leadership?
That's all.
How much would that essay change now if you had to write it again?
Agreed much.
Excellent. It would change me a lot.
So let me ask you this question. We talked about emotional intelligence. What is it and why is it important?
Emotional intelligence is about controlling your own emotions and the emotions of others around you. This is important because it helps us accept criticism. It helps us to learn from after making a mistake and being able to share our feelings with others.
And anyone else?
Yeah, so to add to what he just said, emotional intelligence also requires you to recognize which emotion you are feeling and which state you are in, how to calm yourself down by finding what is causing you to feel that way and how you're going to respond to that specific emotion, if you are going to respond to it maturely or immaturely. And that differentiates like a lot depending on the situation. And emotional maturity sometimes requires you to back down instead of just responding immediately as you are agitated or in any situation that you are to be placed in.
Anyone else wants to contribute to that?
Go ahead,
Ryan.
Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand and manage your own emotions positively, to relieve stress and communicate effectively. Emotional intelligence helps better your relationship with others and becoming an effective leader. Also, managing your stress, having personal growth.
What did we learn to do in any high intensity emotional situation? We learned to do three things. What are those three things? Anybody remembers? How about I start you off? Stop and do nothing. Then what?
Think about what is stressing you about.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
And find solutions how to relieve your stress.
Right? And so we stop, we do nothing. So whether you are excited or you are angry, you stop, you do nothing, right? And then secondly, you wait. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? No matter whether we're excited or agitated, what are we waiting for?
To calm down.
That's right. We're waiting for calm. Why? Because we do what better with calm?
We think better. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. And once calm comes, then we can
make a decision.
Right.
On what to do.
That's right. We can respond better, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so, given all the many challenges that leaders would face, you think it's important for them to exercise emotional maturity?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, can I also ask you, given what you have learned in the program, when you look throughout our country, whether it's in the realm of family or school, community, civic organizations, or politics, how do you see leadership now?
Yo, Mr. Lang, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I'm saying, given what you've learned about leadership, how do you see leadership now from a family perspective, school perspective, church perspective, civic groups?
I see leadership a different way because I know how to lead by example, by having good communication skills. But so far, leadership has been good.
I would say that after what I've learned over those past few months, that my view on leadership has improved, and it has shown me that the one-dimensional way I saw leadership, as in like you lead people and people follow you, has completely changed. And now that I look around, there's who are leading great companies or great teams and stuff like that, I'm like, they are really doing an amazing job, because without them, our society might have not been where it is right now.
With what I've learned about leadership, I can see now and understand how persons lead and operate and why they do it the way that they do it.
When we, if you were asked yourself now to lead something, as some of you will in school and have in school, how would you approach that leadership?
I would build a connection with the people who I am supposed to lead, who I'm leading, so I can know how to go about leading them. You can't just become a leader and then step into an organization and just start dictating on what they should do. I feel like you should get to know people and understand how they are so you could effectively lead them to actually make a difference.
Anyone else?
I, as a leader, I would first talk to the persons and see how they think and how they would come about doing things, and take those ideas and make them all come to one collective decision.
Okay, anyone else?
If I were chosen to take a leadership, I would first connect with different beliefs, their thoughts, and their backgrounds by understanding, like, what makes them, and then I will learn from different like leadership styles by gathering their different thoughts and mission towards a goal.
And to add to that, I would also say that I would try to find out their strengths and weaknesses and find which way is more optimal for me to put them in, which field to put them to, like, maximize the productivity of whatever group or team I was in charge of.
And to add on to that, as a leader, we must, taking a leadership, we must be able to bring out the best in people by expanding their mindset, and it's by expanding their creativity.
Well, I am telling you, you guys are something else, man. You are, in other words, you lead, and you have to understand, know the people you lead, and you have to work with those people to bring the best out of them. You have them work together so that you can achieve that collective goal, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Really, 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 really proud of you guys. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a break. I got one more something to do with you afterward, after the break, and then we'll let you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, we'll finish up our conversation with our leaders from the Bahamas Youth Leadership Development Program. We'll be back after this break. Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here tonight. I am on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I have been joined this Monday by some young people, newly graduated high school students, some 11th graders going into 12th grade, who have been with us in a program now almost 10 months. Bahamas Youth Leadership Development Program, learning how to hone their leadership skills. And they've been talking about the program. I have not been doing this program alone, not even close. I've had the benefit of some wonderful people aiding the program, not least of which was Mrs. Laverne Gardner, who has had a great deal to do with rallying our folks in the program, both in Nassau and Freeport, but in particular on the Grandmama side too, who has been also on New Providence side, helping us to rally and support these young people in their leadership development effort. Shania Brown, Calpurnia Campbell, and have been there helping and supporting the program. Patrick McFall and Andre Moss, Jay Pinder and others, some of them who have been part of the program as students, came back as advisors to the program. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Laverne Gardner is with us. Laverne, are you here?
Good afternoon. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm here.
Excellent. And I thought...
I was so proud. I am so proud and impressed just listening to these students and the way that they are expressing themselves. As you said, I've had more interaction with the students here in Grand Bahama, naturally, of course, because this is where I am. But overall, I'm just proud of them. You can tell that they've absorbed so much and learned so much. I was particularly proud of Oren because Oren is very quiet. And I have to tell you, she was the first one who said, when we put it out there, because, you know, we wanted them to volunteer. And she was the first one to, that blew me when I saw that. I was like, what? The first one. And just to hear them begin to explain what this program has meant to them, and to see them grow over these months and come into their own somewhat. And, you know, Lamond had shared with us that he was going for, he was going to apply for the position, and he then shared with us that he received the position. And also him sharing that part of the things that he learned, some of the things that he learned during this program was such a help to him. and just to listen to all four of them, Brandon and Justin as well, explaining themselves and delving into the program. And as you said earlier, these questions that you're giving them, it isn't as if they were able to practice for them. You know, these aren't prepared questions where they, you know, you're just speaking to them and they have to answer off the cuff. And I want to say to excellent job, it's not easy to speak off the cuff, and especially if you're on air, you know, but to push past the nerves and whatever else and to be able to do this. And I was honored to be a part of this program. My son was a part of Build. Unfortunately, you know, and he still laments that they weren't able to have as many of these experiences. That was the COVID year. But to be a part of it and to see the work that you were doing with these young people and to see and feel your heart and to see how they respond and how they are just blossoming, I am honored and privileged to be able to pour into their lives positively in some way. Go ahead.
No, you go. You finish up.
My hope and prayer is that we have other partners in various islands come on board. If your child is in going into the 12th grade, going into the 11th grade, become a part of this program. We want to take this into as many islands as we can. And I am telling you that if your child comes into this program and they do the work and apply the tools, they will be better for it.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done it without you and all the other team members. And thank you so much for that. Now, there's some coming up in about 12, 11 days. Guys, yeah. What's that? What's going on? What's happening?
The Atlanta Corporate Tour.
Okay, and what is that?
It's a corporate tour that we travel to Atlanta and we get to visit like places like, I don't know this on the list, but Martin Luther King Center, the Coca-Cola factory, and Mercedes-Benz dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the corporate tour will be a fun and fulfilling experience for us.
Anyone else?
The corporate tour will allow us to see or view an international standpoint of the roles and some of the leaders internationally.
And Laverne, beyond some corporations, they have some other visits they're going to be making. What were those?
Okay, so the corporate tour, we are going to be visiting some universities in Atlanta. We're going to also be visiting the Hartsfield Airport. We're going to be visiting Black Wall Street. So I'm excited for that. I don't know who's going to enjoy this corporate tour more, the students or me. Some of the places that we're going to have an opportunity to visit and to see. And this is going to be a well-rounded overall experience for every participant, I'm sure.
Now, folks, I've been doing this program for going on 13 years now. And every single year we've done this program, guess what we've done? We've driven from Fort Lauderdale to Atlanta, Georgia, 10 hours plus, every single time. Anybody looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to the arrival. And the departure,
I don't have a choice in saying that I look forward to it because it has to be done. Any parting words from any of our leaders, the young leaders, before we say goodbye to you and thank you so much for joining us today?
I want to say it's been a great pleasure to work alongside Mr. Lang and Ms. Laverne and many others. I'm a positive leader like I am now. And I just want to express my gratitude towards you all, because without you all, I wouldn't be who I am today. And to the folks, thank you so much for having me on 96.9.
I want to say... Go ahead.
I just would like to thank Mr. Lang and the whole team for allowing us to experience this program. It really allowed all of us to develop our leadership skills, and we will become better leaders in the future.
I want to say that this has been an absolute pleasure, and it has been a blast to be part of this program. And I'm very grateful to Mr. Lang and everyone who has made this possible. I totally recommend this to the upcoming 11th graders or those going into 12th grade, because this is a program that can change everyone's life. And I look forward to the next year. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for the experience and being able to build relationships with other people. I just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you all. This text says, very great work, Mr. Lang. I appreciate what you've done with the youth. Empowerment is key. I'm looking forward to seeing some of them at UB in the fall. Absolutely. Some of them will be at UB in the fall. This is IZ. Congrats on the achievements of these young individuals, the BILD program under your leadership. They obviously enjoyed it and have learned a great deal from it. All the very best for the future. Thank you very much. And we have been able to do this with the help of the government, and that's over successive administrations, with the help of many corporations that have been there for us, and individuals who have contributed, whether it was a ticket for some of you young folk or just contributing generally their time, their energy, their effort, or their monies. They've been able to make this happen, and then at the appropriate time, in concrete ways, the thank you we say to them each year in our correspondence to them. But we couldn't have done it without these wonderful corporate and individual supporters of the program. And so again, I wish you all the best, guys, and I'm gonna see you all soon. July 12th, we head out. So stay tuned. Laverne, any parting words?
Can't wait.
Well, we'll be seeing them sooner because, as you know, we're having our closeout ceremony this weekend. And so that is going to be exciting as well. And we'll be handing out certificates and doing all of that because they didn't just come there every Saturday once a month or whenever, just killing time. They really did put in the work, and you really did work. And so, like I said, I think these young people. And so it makes you hopeful about the future, our future here in this country, with such positive and wonderful young people.
Absolutely. And these are four of quite a number. And again, thank you guys. We really appreciate it and appreciate you and your parents. For entrusting you to us.
Absolutely.
Yes, and being involved.
Shout out to all of the parents, because their parents were very involved. And so a big shout out and thank you to all of the parents, Grand Bahama and New Providence.
Absolutely. We create these chat groups for thanks to Shakantala Hall Briggs, who was a wonderful help and support for the program. Over the years before she moved on to other things, but she was one of those who inspired the creation of both the student chat group and the informed us. We go along the way, and when we go on the tours, they get all the photos and updates every day, and so that they can know, because we want them to be involved, and they have been involved. They've been responsive, and so we are truly grateful for them too. And all of the schools that have been helpful to us in recruiting the students. We recruit these students through the schools by sending them a letter with guidelines as to the selection process. And the principal and the guidance counselors in particular have played a massive role in helping us to recruit students. And so we want to thank all of our schools that responded and participated, and all of the principals and the guidance counselors that responded and participated, all of our corporate hosts who take time out. You know, Laverne, we don't take for granted that people are busy.
Yes,
when you have these presidents and the like who stop, send their teams to come in and share with these young people. And you know what I found? Atlantis and Bamboo Shack and Templeton and Grand Bahama Port Authority and Borco and just all of these companies. What I'm so impressed with is when they have an opportunity to engage with these young people, and I think Orindos would speak to that, is they're not just filling time. Like they want to be there and they are pouring into these young people.
Yes, they are. I mean, and it wasn't, you just, they were so welcoming and kind and just giving information, and not only giving information, there was a genuine desire to hear, to listen to these young people and to hear where. And so that in and of itself was so wonderful that not only did they come to do a show and tell, but they also wanted to engage and make connection.
Absolutely. And so we are grateful to them again for their help. And they do it. Most of them have been involved for the full 12 years plus and opening their doors, whether it's the central bank or whoever. They've just been there helping, supporting, teaching, instructing, guiding. Thank you, guys.
Yes, yep, thank go ahead, you. Learn. I was going to say, we when we traveled to Nassau, the Grand Bahama contingent, we did not get to finish the central bank tour. But no. Can I just say to you, the little that we got to experience, I don't know who was more excited, us or I think it's Mr. Demerit.
Yeah.
He's
100% all in.
100%. He just made that talk because you're thinking, oh, we're going to Central Bank. This is going to, you know, you kind of build up in your mind, this may not be so exciting. And the way that he is so involved in explaining and expressive, it was wonderful.
Absolutely. And we've decided one day is not enough for Nassau.
No.
Yeah. Nassau is too much.
It's too much to do in a day.
Thank you, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break, say goodbye to our special guests, and when we come back, we'll touch bases on a couple of things. We'll be back. Laverne, you don't have to leave if you don't want to, but the students, you can leave. Thank you. You'll be back.
I'll see you.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I ain't marched the car. The lady who ran into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, the insurance up and bang. She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin'. Your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up, to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches, made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Mm. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in
school. Side? Him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know. And nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Laverne, are you still there? No, I think she's gone. Okay. Just a couple of notes, in the limited time we have. So I noticed that the task force, the Guardian is reporting, is unmoved by whatever complaints, outrage, etc., may have been expressed. And I didn't know why anybody would expect the task force to be moved. Why the task force? Why should it be moved? The task force is a creature of instruction. Instructions. They didn't sit down and decide this themselves. This is a government policy. And so unless the government is moved, unless the political directorate is moved, the task force will be unmoved. They will proceed in accordance with their instructions. I know Director of Immigration, Control of Customs, Director of Inland Revenue, and these people sit around and go, listen, man, you all just pull together and go do it like this. That didn't happen that way. They may have even recommended it that way, but I assure you they would not have determined to do this saving them, except they had the clearance to do it from the public policy directors. Okay, meaning the cabinet of the Bahamas, not necessarily in that the cabinet approved it as a collective, but in that cabinet ministers, as ministers responsible for the ministries under which these departments fall. And the only way to change this is for the government, the cabinet, the prime minister, or somebody to say, no, we're not going to do it this way. You heard the prime minister say they can review the process. What does that mean? What does that tell you? That he didn't say, I don't approve of this. Do not do this. Do not do this way. This is government policy. So why should a task force be moved? People who are carrying out their responsibilities or instructions as directed, they can't be emotionally involved with things like you and me. That's not their job. The police cannot be emotionally moved because some family member or some families or friends are crying about or agitated about. If they are enforcing the law in accordance with the law, if they are carrying out sanctioned policy directorate sanctioned activities,
They can't be moved but by the instructors of their behavior. Okay? So to think that criticism, that complaints would stop a task force from doing a job that they've been instructed to do is just not to know how government works. They will only stop if their political directorates say, this is no longer government policy. This is not government policy. Cease and desist. That's the only way. Okay? And the government would only do that if it believed, one, this is the wrong thing to do. I mean, it's against the law or something, or they believe this is getting highly unpopular. Listen to me carefully, very carefully. I spoke to a business person about this who was very concerned and really, really bothered by this. And I said to them, I said, listen, as concerned as you might be in this country, business people occupy a very ticklish reality in the politics of the Bahamas. Y'all want me to tell y'all the deal, or you want me to switch to something else? Shall I turn to something else, or should I tell you how things work? Anyway, I started. Business people occupy a very ticklish reality in the Bahamas. This is a ticklish reality. See, I want you all to understand. I want you all to know. They do not represent the popular voting bloc of the Bahamas. This is not the Bahamas pre-majority rule, where business people, if they own land here and own land there, could vote in multiple places, etc. And they had enormous political power by virtue of their business. No, they have one vote. You could be a billionaire in the Bahamas. You only got one vote. You could have 10,000 employees, but you only have one vote. And if your employees are all voting against a thing that you want, you ain't got the support. So this is the ticklish reality. Business people do not represent the majority voting bloc in the Bahamas. So when it comes to what is popular and what is unpopular, their sentiments do not factor as much. Does not. Do not. Now, here's where it gets ticklish, though. They, though, represent the funding support for the political establishment in the country, both in terms of their campaigns and in terms of their ongoing political operations. So to that extent, they hold some sway. But because the business person wants a government in power that they hope to have some influence over, hope to have some support in, they also understand the need for the political party to win the popular support of the voters, because that's the only way you can get in the power. So mass political power trumps business power. It's one of the few places where it does. And because average souls tend to have a tension with the moneyed, the so-called elite, there's a natural tension between the employer, which is the majority of votes, and the employee, which is the majority of votes, and the employer. The poor, the not as educated, have more votes than the educated. And so the political establishment in search of power have a decision to make every time they do something. Is this going to have the popular support of the many? So if business people cussing the government for doing something, that ain't necessarily a bad thing for the government. Because many, many, many people, many, many people do not trust, do not like, do not have an affection for, do not have sympathy for business people. The port authority, banks and financial institutions, Haitians. So political people know, yeah, if that's who crying, you crying, the businessman crying, the elite crying, the educated crying, no problem. Then you see what, in quote, the average man crying, and that's a political. That's the nature of the beast. Moved? Who's the task force going after? They are going in business. You let a task force arbitrarily like that go in homes in the Bahamas. Even if it were lawful to do, you let them go in homes like that. Let them go in average people's homes throughout being in Grantstown, throughout South Beach, and throughout Stapleton Gardens, and Mayfield Park, and 8 Mile Rock, and West End, and Bimini, and Exuma Long. You let them, they would never do it in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Never. Why? That's the quickest way to find yourself out of office. Out of office. See, let's be real. I don't want to fool nobody. The task force would never have been moved. Saving and accept, the political directive is moved. And the political, I'm not suggesting at all they are carrying out an illegitimate function. I'm not saying that at all. To collect the taxes that are lawfully due in the Bahamas is their responsibility. That's their responsibility, because the state has to run and be funded. That's a fact. Not only that, compliance with respect to public health, compliance with respect to safety measures and all that kind of stuff is a necessary function to be carried out in the country. And enforcement in that way is a necessary function to be carried out. I suggest to you, there are some criminal enterprises in this country, inclusive of gangs, that could have very well be appropriately so targeted. Now, it may well be that they are. I don't know. I don't see this kind of visible targeting. I don't see that. So, but it could well be happening, right? So they are performing legitimate functions in enforcement. Enforcement is, you can't beat up the cabinet. You can't beat up the government of the Bahamas. You can't beat up the police, the immigration, the customs people for enforcing the laws of the Bahamas. You can't do that. That's their job. However, anyone knows in good governance, enforcement requires rationality. You should be able to say what you're doing, and you should be able to say why you're doing what you're doing, and it should make sense. Okay, so I hear, so I listened myself to those who are explaining what they're doing, and they say they're doing tax compliance. Now, so I need to understand something. They say they're going to check to see if people are compliant. Really? So you have to come to my business to know if I'm tax compliant when the compliance obligation rests for me with you, and therefore your record should be able to reflect whether I'm compliant or not. And even if you are not, I have to see you at 1 a.m. in the morning with respect to this. Why? Wow! How are you going to know if I'm tax compliant? Coming to me at my operating hours. How is that going to happen? And how is that consistent with needing me to stay in business so that you have a base for your taxes? Because if I don't stay in business, you can't get taxes from me. I can't collect your VAT. And the people who work for me stop working and they can't earn an income. So you can't get no taxes from them buying stuff to pay VAT. How is that rational? Somebody might well ask. Right? That was what I can't get, is how this not to comply. Now, if you say, I am doing this to that there is non-compliance in a place based on our records, that's an entirely different matter. But a random check for compliance seems to me like doing surgery with a blunt instrument instead of a specialized cutting knife. That's what it seems like to me. No, don't let's get caught up. Because see, when people get angry and upset with you, they start talking about, oh, what you want, the government got to enforce. Of course the government has to enforce the laws. We don't want us to have a discussion about that, man. Y'all do not want to have a discussion about that. Of course the government has to enforce the law. Everywhere, all over the place. Of course it does. But that doesn't mean that everywhere and every way that it does so makes sense or is the best way to do something. Someone called me about this and said, Chivago, I don't understand. This can frighten the hell for the business people and them who owe, they can cough up that money. And then you all hear the people say the tax force has brought tens of millions of dollars in for the year they've been doing what they've been doing. You all in here, them say that? Of course business people are going to be frightened to death to hear that somebody's coming to check their books and look inside their place and stuff. Even if they exercise a little bit of lackadaisicalness in trying to do what they're doing, trying to, you know, bite a little bullet here and there to do what they have to do to try. They ain't going to do it no more. Of course it's going to have an effect, and the government is going to feel the benefit of that effect. Yes, it is. So, let's not be pretentious here. Of course it's going to have an effect. Ooh, wouldn't it? It would have the same effect as if the government started raiding houses in this country and say we're looking for guns. It would have the same effect. People with guns in their houses that they shouldn't have. It could be it wouldn't have it no more in the house. Power is the leadership you use, and inspiration is not the leadership that exists. If you can't get people to comply by inspiration, you get them to comply by enforcement. It's reality. And especially when it doesn't hurt you politically, not in any big way, and this will not hurt in any big way. There are some people on the margins who would be upset and carrying on and so forth, but we're in the politics of this. Mm-mm. Now, if you see a shift, if you see, and there's a, that's why the Prime Minister said something, he said something because, you see, the business community, like I said, they don't have the voting bloc, but they got other ways to vote. So he said, well, the Prime Minister's office said something. But if you saw masses of behemoths start saying, no, this is not right, you watch and see. This isn't only on the Davidson, on Christie, on ministers. That's the nature of politics is that popularity is the currency of politics. And only until the currency is affected does the politics change. Listening to Z Live, I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Start your mornings at Burger King Nassau with the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo. Enjoy a buttery croissant with your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon along with eggs, red onions, and a tropical sauce. The new Independence Croissant Sandwich comes with BK's classic hash browns and your choice of tea combo available all month long at Burger King Nassau. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Let's face it, give yourself peace of mind with LAMP plans at Doctors Hospital. Sign up today and enjoy the low-cost advantage. Get up to $5,000 in credit limit for non-covered services and 2 free nutritional consultations. Choose your plan today by visiting doctorshosp.com/LAMP. We make healthcare easy.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio for Monday afternoon. So glad you could join us. Now, can I tell you all, I am advised, I am reliably informed that the Prime Minister addressed this very same matter we were talking about before the break in the House of Assembly and indicated that there will be a shift in the way they are carrying about these task force activities, in that the guns will not be on display unless matters escalate and so forth and so forth. So he acknowledges that there is and can be a better way to do it. As I indicated, if the government supports the process, it continues. If the government does not and wants it to change, it changes. And so it appears that it will change. So apparently there has been sufficient echoing on a proposed adjustment to the process. Y'all keep thinking your voices don't matter. Keep thinking that. Doesn't come all the time. You're going to get compliance with what you want all the time. But sometimes, to his credit, Prime Minister Mendoza are listening to their credit. Right? I do wish, though, that in the process, they would look at the rationale for this way of tax compliance enforcement this way. I mean, like, again, I do not know how this way does it. So let me give you an example, right? If you are the Secretary of Revenue under the, and if you don't have enough power, you could take it and put it in the law, but law to say what? That you can cause to be summoned any taxpayer who is out of compliance at any time and require them and their parents to show cause why, X, Y, and Z. You're already going to the establishment. You want them to be making that money, you know. You want them to keep making that money. How? Why? Because it's that money that helps them to keep the employers working, the employees working, and that employee, those employees working are the people who go and spend money at BPL and spend money in the stores that pay VAT and buy business licenses and, I mean, and get a driver's license and all that kind of stuff. And without a job, you can't do any of them things. So listen to me. Our society has to have a symbiotic relationship with business. This symbiotic. Without businesses, you have no idea how your quality of life shrinks. Forget just the job. The things that they supply in this country, the standard of living is phenomenal. And we always say, oh, when the workers stop working, et cetera, et cetera. You let the employers have a strike. Now, you say they do greedy to have a strike. That's what you're saying. They want that money. They want them profits. Man, everybody have their breaking point. Everybody. Thank God self-interest keeps most of us in line with collective social cooperation. But everybody had their limits. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
And good afternoon. I know time is almost gone, but I wanted to ask you, and I asked this question earlier on Aaron's show. Does this new unit, does this unit is statutorily empowered? Where can we find the powers of this particular unit? You know, like how you read that time about the confiscated asset funds, and you know, when the in one of the ruling in the Shant of Works is statutorily empowered to do certain things, right? As far as I know, we are a country of laws. Nobody can, even the police cannot enforce the law. The police, if you are in breach of any of the laws, the police, it is their duty to arrest you and bring you before the courts and charge
No. So the task force itself may not have any authority in law, but the individual officers acting on the instruction of their directors, who do have in some of the legislation, they, for instance, customs and them, they have search and seizure powers. They have the ability to go into any establishment at any time to conduct a search in accordance with the law. So what they're doing is not as a task force doing that. The individual members of the task force, empowered by their legislation, are doing what they're doing now. Can a search be conducted? And if it is a search, can you conduct such a search without, one, a warrant or without reasonable cause or suspicion and that kind of stuff? And that then becomes a matter of law, of courts, the judiciary. If you want to challenge them, you go and take them to court.
Right. So, yes, and I agree that I believe that, you know, that customs, immigration, if they have reason to suspect that some illegal activity is going on, they can show up. But this man is saying that they are getting cash. You know, I mean, where in the law is that in the law that you can receive
cash
payment?
They are getting what?
That they are carrying cash away from these individual establishments. And that is the reason why they need the guns.
Really?
this is what the so-called director of the Defense Force operation from the DIR said.
Come on, man.
That they are responsible.
Stop talking nonsense, man.
Are getting cash. Now, who would be so stupid to give somebody cash money? Where in the world, and you know, no business if you know you can't force somebody if they are non-compliant to pay you in cash.
Let me read something from the Prime Minister. This is a quote from the Prime Minister. This is a quote from our Prime Minister and the Minister of Finance. Quote, there is a better way and a better way will be employed, end quote.
But this better way could have been a better be this
yeah,
did not have
but,
to happen
but now,
like this.
But now that they've looked at it, they're gonna employ a better way. That's the only thing you can add. You can't go back
But Mr. Lang, this man said that this was done to over 100 businesses on the Outer Islands and whatnot. I'm not sure about that. If any of you business out on the Outer Island or in the Carmichael Road area experience this same thing, please call Guardian and let us know, please. Because he said this.
I can confirm that for you. I can confirm that from you from high sources that in at least Abaco and other places this has happened.
With guns?
No. They told me they were not certain that guns were used.
You're right. You see, that's the difference. You know, with guns? I don't think nobody have any problem with them showing up, you know. But why is this hard-handedness with guns, you know?
Well, I would have a problem with them showing up because when you show up to a place, it should be rational. It should be for a rational cause.
Yes, you know, but especially if it's a reputable business. I'm not saying that they're under that some business may, you know, you don't know who is who, all right? But at least you can have the courtesy to say, well, you know, we will be coming or whatever it is. But, you know, some people... I work in the bike, right? So we would have spot checks. We don't know when the people come and say, okay, open your till. Okay? We got to check to see if everything is right.
That's
and so,
right. Because these financial powers them to do that. So anyway, the Prime Minister says that there's a better way and a better way will be employed. And so I'm satisfied with that.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. This text says, good evening, sir. Congratulations on your program with those young people. Priceless, sir, as a businessman in Jamaica. Mayor, I could say that when it comes to paying taxes in Jamaica, it is no joke. They would have a conversation with you after which you will see them. So I've listened to the interview with the office in charge and my take is as long as you are compliant, there is no need for them to come to you. So let's encourage everyone to become compliant and updated. Kudos to this government collecting our taxes. Well, if that someone isn't compliant, then that's fine, but that's not what I'm hearing. I'm sorry. I'm not hearing that. I have not heard that. In any event, if you think they're doing a good job, you obviously now disagree with the Prime Minister because the Prime Minister says there's a better way and a better way will be found. So you have to then go talk to the PM. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm so delighted we had an opportunity to speak with our young people today from the program. So delighted that you've been able to join us today. God bless you all. He spares our lives. We'll talk to you again evening. Bye.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.